51-year-old Sergeant Richard Lopez is that Yavapai County Sheriff's deputy who was shot and killed yesterday while responding to a call in the Cortez Lakes neighborhood. He leaves behind a wife and two daughters. A suspect was arrested after an hours-long barricade situation. And while Sheriff David Rhodes didn't name the murder suspect in a press conference last night, he still talked about him last night after Deputy Sergeant Lopez's body was taken to the morgue.
I don't know that I can't think of anything low enough to speak of this shooter, of this person decided to take this life. We're hurt. Our agency is hurting.
Sheriff Rhodes did say the suspect is in custody on first-degree murder charges. This latest murder of an Arizona law enforcement officer took place in the Cortez Lakes neighborhood near Statecoach Trail and Red Rock Road. After residents called 911, police arrived. They found Lopez unresponsive. He was airlifted to a Valley hospital where we're told he was surrounded by family before his death. He was a member of the Yavapai County Sheriff's Department for 14 years. At the age of 51, you have to imagine he had a career before that, either with another law enforcement agency or doing something else.
Right,
we don't know exactly all the details on this.
But he had a lot of experience on the job.
Yeah. Sure.
And by the way, if you're wondering where Cortez Lakes is, if you're heading up to Flagstaff or Sedona, you're going north on I-17, there's a place called Cortez Junction you hit. I think it's right after Sunset Point, before Sunset
just
Point.
Just about exactly midway between Flag and here.
Right, right. Yeah. And Cortez Lakes is just to the east side of I-17 there. So.
Yeah, it's a place where I think just about everybody's stopped.
McDonald's gets a lot of traffic from people.
Gas stations there and all that. Yeah,
passing through.
Man. So we don't know a ton about this sergeant that died yesterday, and we don't know why this guy shot him. And Sheriff Rhodes of Yavapai County is trying to figure out why people do this to law enforcement officers.
I will tell you this. The violence against law enforcement, we are seeing it escalate everywhere, and it has got to stop. These are community services. These are people that are out there serving the community, protecting life, liberty, and property. And they do not deserve this.
You know, you hear about these shootings in big cities like Phoenix and, you know, the surrounding areas. But this is a pretty rural area. And it's, people count on the sheriff's deputies in a way that, you have to. Like, just in the same way you have to count on your neighbors, even if they're a mile down the road when you live in these kind of areas. Just absolutely sad. And on top of that, of course, we've had 9 Phoenix police officers here in the Valley, just in the city of Phoenix, who've been shot in the line of duty in the last 6 months. And I think why is a really big question.